goes to Dr. Russell Anderson and D.O. and Thomas Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T-P-A-C, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, Ryan Smith. It's R-E-I-N, like November, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth, 10-5 of 1954. Dear Dr. Anderson and Mr. Knight, this is a consultation for Mr. Ryan Smith for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels for more than a year. The patient has metastatic oropharyngeal carcinoma, and he's on immunotherapy with Keytruda, and that is helping to shrink cancerous activity. Actually, none is detected on the left side of the neck where the tumor originated, and there's no activity in the right lung, and just a small nodule still noted on the left side. He started the Keytruda immunotherapy in November of 2021, and he gets that every 3 weeks in Ann Arbor at the U of M Cancer Center. He is doing well. He's actually very active. He gardens, he walks with his wife, and he stays very active, driving, doing work with cutting wood at home, using a chainsaw, etc. He's extremely active for his age at 67. The tumor was extremely large and actually started bleeding into his mouth, and that's when he required ambulance transfer down to Ann Arbor. They stabilized him, gave him transfusions, and then did palliative radiation to shrink the tumor, and it worked very well. He does suffer from chronic congestive heart failure with a very low ejection fraction, 20 to 25%. You would not know that by his appearance, though. He appears quite healthy for his age, although he looks older than his stated age. He did have coronary artery bypass graft in 2020 with hydropneumothorax and then recurrent pleural effusions. So he's had to have multiple pleurocentesis to remove fluid. And following the coronary artery bypass graft, all of his toes became black. And first he required the right toes to be removed. And then he followed up with Dr. Constantino out of Midland, who did angioplasties. And he also did then remove all the toes on the left. But the area healed very well. He's actually got pulses in both of those feet. And he's able to walk very well, even though he has no toes on either foot. He's denies current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea other than with extreme exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. He is an ex-smoker, so he quit smoking in 2020. And has not smoked since. He does have a known abdominal aortic aneurysm that they are watching, but no abdominal pain, no back pain, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema, no claudication symptoms, no ulcerations or lesions on either foot or leg, or and he does, he, for the coronary artery bypass graft, they removed vessels from the left arm, so there's no pulse in the radial artery, and we do not use that arm for blood draws or blood pressures. Past medical history, he's got the oropharyngeal metastatic carcinoma, HPV positive, on immunotherapy, squamous cell carcinoma, and he's required blood transfusions back when that tumor enlarged and bled into his mouth. Palliative radiation was done. He had bilateral lung nodules, now just remaining lung nodules on the left, a history of bilateral pleural effusions, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, severe peripheral artery disease, congestive heart failure with ejection fraction 20 to 25% per echocardiogram, type 2 diabetes, diet controlled, abdominal aortic aneurysm that is being followed by ultrasound. The last ultrasound was done July 27th of 2022, and the aorta is 4 centimeters at the largest site. Moderate to severe mitral regurgitation, hiatal hernia, anemia, and COPD. Past surgical history, he had a coronary artery bypass graft in 2020, as previously stated, all toes amputated. Cataract removal bilaterally, a left meniscectomy in 2011, umbilical hernia repair in 2018, cardiac catheterization before his coronary artery bypass graft, but the vessels were very bad and they were unable to be stented at that point. And angiograms of the lower extremities were done March of 2021 and May of 2021 by Dr. Constantino in Midland. Social history, the patient is married, lives with his wife, he is retired, he quit smoking in 2020. Prior to that, he smoked 1.5 packs per day for about 45 years. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Xanax. Medications, he's on lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily, Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, iron, 65 milligram every other day, metoprolol extended release, 25 milligram, he takes a half tablet once a day, aldactone, 25 milligram daily, and triamcinolone, 0.1% cream as needed for itching, which can be caused by the Keytruda immunotherapy. Physical examination, height 69 inches, weight 142 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 148 over 80. Pulse 55. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. The patient reports that home blood pressures are usually running between 110 and 120 over 70 to 80 when checked. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy. There's scar tissue noted on the left side where the tumor was largest. Lungs are clear with diminished bases bilaterally. No rails or wheezes. Heart is regular with a systolic murmur. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, there's no edema. He has 1+ fetal pulses in both feet, and they're pink with very brisk capillary refill. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done July 19th of 2022, and creatinine was improved at 1.98. Estimated GFR is 37. June 21, creatinine 2.03 with GFR 35. 6-7 of 22, creatinine 1.86, GFR 39. 5-17-22, creatinine 1.8, GFR 41. 4-26-22, creatinine 1.72, GFR 43, 3-21-22, creatinine 1.78, GFR 41, 7-28-21, creatinine was 2.22, GFR 32. Sodium is 140, potassium was 5.4, and that was June 21st, actually. Carbon dioxide, 23. And CBC done 7-19-22. Hemoglobin 11.5, normal white count, normal platelets. Potassium level was 4.8, back to normal at that time. We do have a ultrasound of kidneys, and that was done August 25th of 2021. Kidneys were normal in size without hydronephrosis, no cysts or stones. His last abdominal aortic ultrasound revealed the aorta of 4 centimeters, and that was 7/28/22. Echocardiogram on transthoracic was done 3/25 of 21, and that revealed the ejection fraction 20 to 25%. Moderate mitral regurgitation, minimally, maybe severe, and severely dilated atria bilaterally. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with multiple possible etiologies. He's got severe vascular disease that would most likely be present in the renal arteries as well. The immunotherapy itself can cause renal compromise. He's been on that for about 9 months, though, and he's doing quite well, and the kidney function is actually stable. Congestive heart failure, certainly, with poor ejection fraction can lead to progressively worsening renal function, too. The patient has been getting lab studies done every 3 weeks for the oncology physician prior to the Keytruda administration. So we've given the patient an order to have those lab studies forwarded to us as well. We're going to check a urinalysis with those labs, any protein to creatinine ratio and parathyroid hormone once. He also will continue to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and he's going to be rechecked by this practice within the next 2 to 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.